Well, if anyone knows what Russia wants, it's Russian President Vladimir Putin. The crisis in Ukraine didn't prevent him today from holding his annual live phone-in show where he answers questions from citizens. As usual, it was broadcast on Russian television. Correspondent Charles Maines in Moscow listened in and says Putin gave a vigorous defense of Russia's role in Ukraine.
You get the sense that Russia is the only sort of rational actor in all this. I mean, everyone else, America, Europe, are giving in to emotions. But the key points were that he was saying that essentially he had the authority to protect Russians in East Ukraine, including using the military, but he hoped that diplomacy would prevail. He also mentioned that these military maneuvers by the Ukrainian army were illegal and from his point of view, that these were a sort of a crime against the people of East Ukraine.
Mm. By the way, what does this live Putin call-in show actually look like? Is he on a set walking around with a microphone like Phil Donahue, or is he seated? What's the deal?
Yeah, it has a little bit of that feel to it. I mean, essentially, it's Putin behind a desk. There are two correspondents and a small audience, including some well-known Russians. For example, Ramzan Kadyrov, the head of Chechnya, was there. Some other governors, some of the Ukrainian Berkut secret services were there. So you have this kind of representation of different aspects of the Russian population. But then they do this kind of high-tech performance where they kind of beam into small villages and cities. And for example, this time it was quite noteworthy that they went straight to Crimea for the first questions.
Mm.
But it does have a little bit. There are moments where it can veer into kind of like a late-night show. I mean, it's a four-hour marathon. So, you know, by the end, Putin was just taking his own questions. It felt a little bit like David Letterman or something. He's sort of reading his own questions and giving answers to them like a list.
I don't know how many one-liners there were, but there was a memorable moment when former U.S. intelligence agent Edward Snowden popped up via a video link. Let's listen to this.
Does Russia intercept, store, or analyze in any way the communications of millions of individuals? And do you believe that simply increasing the effectiveness of intelligence or law enforcement investigations can justify placing societies rather than subjects under surveillance? Thank you.
Edward Snowden wanted to know, does Russia store and analyze information like the NSA? So Putin's a former KGB agent, found that amusing. How did he answer?
Well, that's right. He said, well, you know, both of us as sort of former guys in the Secret Services, we can speak on this professionally. But his answer essentially was that Russia didn't have the technical capability that the Americans had, that Russian Secret Services had always acted in accordance with courts and the law. And if they did tap into, you know, doing some surveillance of any kind, it was for national security and to fight terrorism, things like that. This comes across as a bit disingenuous because there's quite a lot of evidence, in fact, that the Russians have basically the equivalent of the PRISM surveillance system, and theirs is called SORM. It was interesting because the timing of this, Pavel Durov, who's the founder of the company of Kontakte, it's essentially the Russian Facebook, so you might think of him as kind of the Russian Mark Zuckerberg. He went public, in fact, with demands from the secret services in Russia to provide data on the Maidan protesters in Ukraine, as well as Russian opposition figures. In fact, he'd been forced to give up his shares in the company because of it.
Charles, how much of this whole call-in show idea is just scripted?
It's sort of this lingering question to the whole thing. Is it real or is it theater? And I guess my take on it is that it's theater, but it's instructive theater. You know, it's a pretty good performance by Putin. He's very commanding with statistics. He seems to know everything. And while there are a lot of softball questions and praising of the Russian leader, they do enter into these sort of uncomfortable issues as well. But, you know, the caveat here is that Putin seems to know all the answers and he doesn't have to take any follow-up questions. So he seems to kind of bat these things around very easily.
I can't let you go without talking about one telephone call from a girl who's 6 years old. And maybe this will shed a little light on U.S.-Russia relations.
Well, this was, again, towards the end of Putin's performance. He was taking – these are questions that he picked himself. And he picked one from a six-year-old girl who asked that, sort of a hypothetical question. If Putin was drowning, would Obama save him? This got a big laugh from the crowd and essentially said that – you know, ultimately, he thought that Obama was a decent guy and would probably lend a hand.
Okay. Correspondent Charles Maines in Moscow. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Marco.